Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We give you thanks, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept us, saved us, forgiven us. We give thanks for the presence and the power, for the grace and the mercy, for the love, as well as Jesus' willingness to die for us on our behalf. These are just some of the ways that we begin the Eucharistic prayer as we celebrate Holy Communion. The word Eucharist or Eucharistic all come from the same Greek word, which means to give thanks. And so every time we come together as a congregation, every time we come together to celebrate our Lord's Supper, we give thanks. Intentionally, we remember God's goodness with gratitude and praise. And today we do that not only in the communion liturgy, but throughout our worship service. Today the prophet Joel reminds us to be glad and rejoice because the Lord has done great things. As you look at your life on any given day, I hope that you find reasons to rejoice. Reasons to give thanks for the blessings that come down from God. Now, I know that sometimes it may be a struggle to see them because of the way the world has been treating you, but they are there. And once you begin to recognize them, it becomes easier to find them and rejoice. In today's gospel reading, Jesus is addressing some of those struggles that make it difficult to see the blessings. Jesus is recognizing the difficulty to see those blessings, to see the kingdom of God that is standing out there in front of us. Here in this section of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is addressing the worries and the concerns that living in the world around us can bring. What do we eat? Everyone's favorite question. What do you want for dinner? I don't know. What do you want? What do we eat? What do we wear? That's a challenge for my wife, Stacy, every evening before bed as she plans for the next morning and going to work. How much do we have? How much more would be nice? How can I get my hands on that? We don't often ask if we really need any of those things that we want because we are encouraged to just want it, to desire it, and sometimes to connive for it. But Jesus today is attempting to calm us and lead us to the peace that comes from God. Jesus is asking us to set aside our worry, our fear, our anxiety over the things that we have no real control over. We might think that we're in charge. We might think that we're in control, but are we? Jesus reminds us that the birds of the air are fed even though they don't sow or reap. God provides. Now, yes, they have to go search for their food, but it is available. Flowers don't toil or spin, and yet they are beautiful because that's how God made them. Jesus is showing us that as children of God, we have access to what we need, and instead of worrying, we can live thankful. Jesus is helping us to discover that thanksgiving requires humility. If we think we're in control, if we believe that we're the reason for all of the things that happen around us, we're lost. That's what leads to the worry, to the anxiety that Jesus is talking about today. But to look at your life in humility allows us to see that we are not in charge, we are not in control, and that God has given us everything. C.S. Lewis, an amazing British Christian, is quoted as saying, "Humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less." There are so many instances in Paul's letters in the New Testament where we are reminded not to think too highly of ourselves. God's love does fill us all, but that is something to be shared and not bragged about. As we pose for the world in what we have, in what we wear, in where we work, and where we, lose, all of those things, as we pose, we lose our sense of gratitude. We lose those opportunities to give thanks. Jesus warns us that it is the Gentiles, That is, it is the world around us. It is the culture of acquisition that leads us to worry about all of those things. But it is the love of God that leads us to peace and to gratitude. In the world in which we live right now, it is easy to watch as snappy dressers become influencers who are then scrabbling for the most views, the most likes, the most subscribers. I'm always surprised when people are photographing their meals. It's as if you can't enjoy your meal until you've posted it. I think I've taken a photograph of one meal ever, and it felt weird to me. But these are the kinds of worries that Jesus is talking about, worries that are driven by outside expectations. Jesus lifts the kingdom of God as his answer. Jesus lifts the kingdom of God as the foil to all of those concerns. From the beginning of his ministry, Jesus has been proclaiming that the kingdom of God is at hand. It is here with us. In the person of Jesus, in the life that Jesus is living, in the love of Jesus that is being shared. Jesus' concern today is that we take ourselves too seriously and our neighbors not seriously enough. So the kingdom of God shows us by God's own example that care for another is really the purpose for our lives. Jesus shows us the freely given, unconditional love and care that is God's kingdom, and then encourages us to give and share as freely. Throughout the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus has been teaching us that the difference is God's love. The world likes a winner and praises success, while God loves us, even in the midst of poverty and grief, which of course the world would merely disparage. The world beckons us to step into the spotlights and to make ourselves known, while the kingdom of God encourages humility, encourages our focus to be for the neighbor. The world wants us to believe that we really are all that in a bag of chips, while Jesus shows us that the life that we live, the forgiveness we receive, the care that we are given, all of these things we are encouraged to share because all come as gifts from God. When you see that truth, you are thankful. When you see that truth, you are able to share the kingdom of God. This is the month when we in the United States pause to give thanks. Or that's what we're supposed to do on that Thanksgiving Day. So as we gather with family and friends, as we spend time with those we love, I pray that we are grateful for them all, grateful for what they mean and what they are in our lives. I pray that we will live and express that thankfulness, even if it's just for the day. But more importantly, I pray that we can seek first the kingdom of God, sharing love and forgiveness, caring for and listening to, being there for all that we are surrounded by. For that is the blessing of Thanksgiving, knowing that we are blessed to be a blessing. And so I just want to say this. Thank you to all of you for allowing me to be part of your lives. Amen.